everyone. This is Young Man the Prophet Podcast. I'm its host, Matthew Espenlaub. This is going to be my 14th episode. I hope everyone's doing okay today. It's been a while since I did a podcast, but this is how God works. He puts it on my heart when to do something and when not to, and he's given me a break for a couple weeks, and now I feel led to do another podcast. I would like to talk today about what is going on in the world today, especially in America. The temperature gauge of where we are at within God's redemptive plan, and speaking on the Lord's second coming. Now, if you look in America today, it is something to behold. President Trump, he is an enigma in a world where a system set up and you can't buck against the system. This is how it is. You better get in line and do what this system says. President Trump isn't doing that. Whether you're for Trump or against them, whether you're independent, whether you just don't care, it don't matter, you have to admit that he is not doing the normal things that a normal president does. No one can control him. And what's happening is he's in this seat of power. He's being empowered to do these things behind the scene. This isn't just him. He has power to do it. And so this is why he's able to do these things. And he's able to stand up and go forward and do all this. It's because of the spiritual realm empowering him. Because it's time for this. It's time for the second coming of Christ. And Jesus Christ needs this system to be perfected so that it can come against him. But if you see... in the natural sense, in the carnal sense of America, look what Trump's doing. He is stirring everyone up. Everyone is being exposed for who they are. They're taking sides. Whether it's the far left, far right, don't matter. Everyone is taking sides because they can't get what they want. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, they can't control this man. And so it's exposing them for who they are and what they are really about. And so, the purpose of this period of time right now is for Donald Trump's perfection. He's being perfected right now. He's stretching his limits to see what he can do and what power he has. It's a period of time that needs to happen. He needs to experience this. Now, the purpose of this system is very plain. You go back and you look in the written scriptures, and you can see exactly what God does with every single system. He raises someone up to use for what? To come against Israel, to perfect Israel. Well, how does he perfect Israel? Well, you have this system that comes against Israel, and they have to rely on God. They have to stretch out to him and cry out to him, and he comes forward as a mighty man and protects them. And so this is what this final system is about. It's been that way with every single one of these systems. You've had six of them so far. You've had the Egyptian. What happened then? Moses came on the scene, took Israel out from their hold, but they fought. It was a constant battle with Egypt. Then you had the Assyrian Empire. Then you had Babylonian Empire, Medes and Persia, Greek. And then we're in this Roman Empire, which has been going on for 2,000 years, whether we want to admit it or not. Our seed that started this America Empire came from the Roman Empire. We were just planted over here. And it is an extension of it. We have just perfected a lot of the ruling system. Within America, you can find every single system that has ever ruled. You can see it all. And this is the final result of all these kingdoms coming forward. America is it. She is the final piece to this puzzle. And the reason why that this final system is on the scene is because now it is time for God to receive his glory. He hasn't received it yet. We, by faith, know certain things have happened. You can see in Old Testament where certain battles have been won and in through Israel, but they have lost many battles. So it's like everything is in the dark. You're not really sure. You can't just put your finger down on it and be like, this is it. Even with Jesus Christ, it is a faith-based understanding and experience. We don't know if he truly rose from the dead. We are told to believe this. And unless you have experienced him behind the scene, that's a totally different story. But on the surface level, you just don't know. You don't know what religion's right. You know, and so this is the hour, though, where God is going to receive his glory, because he's going to be shown to the whole entire world that he is the creator. This is what this is all about. And so he needs a system in place that is going to come against that, that is going to push and going to cause this diamond to be perfected. And that's going to be in these two witnesses. These two witnesses, when they do come on the scene, they are going to be the ones that have experienced the truth of who God is. America has not. Now, there might be individuals within America, but there's individuals everywhere that have experienced the truth of God. This is not what it's about. This kingdom is not what it is. This is the first carnal kingdom. All this creation that has gone on from the very beginning of time until now is all the first creation, including America. You got to look at it from a Son of God point of view, a second creation point of view, that this first creation is not going to continue. It has a period of time, and then it's going to expire. There's a purpose in everything that God does in this first creation, and that includes creating America. You know, she is the closest thing to say that you believe in God, but it's not it. It is so lukewarm. It is so deceiving. Everything about it is. It has had its beginning supposedly upon Christianity and Christian viewpoints and everything like that. But it is the very thing that these two witnesses are going to come against. You know, the very thing that everyone claims to be the truth is going to be shown to be the biggest lie of them all. And we're all deceived in it. You know, I love America. I've been born here. Love it. Love Trump. Love everything he's doing. But that's all my flesh. That's what my flesh desires. It wants to continue in this first creation. It wants to exist and be prosperous and to be a powerful nation and to have values and be a patriot. This is what my flesh wants. I live in America. This is my country. You know, everyone else that lives in America, they're all my brothers and sisters. You know, but this is all, though, of the flesh. The truth is, this isn't my kingdom. I have a kingdom that is in heaven that I'm going to here very shortly. And the rest of God's children are going to be going there very shortly. And that is what I'm seeking after. You know, and so I have to see things for how they are, that America isn't it. She's not bringing forth this kingdom. Donald Trump is not bringing forth God's kingdom. On the surface, he says he's all for believing in God and Israel and everything like that. But all that stuff is just carnal. Even Israel's carnal. All of its carnal stuff is the first creation. It's the individuals within this that are the sons of God that need perfected and are going to be released from this system. You know, and this is what it's truly about, to see these things, to see that this is the first creation, that our flesh loves it, that we want to be about these things, but the Son of God within us is not about it. It wants to go into this new kingdom that Jesus Christ has been creating for the past 2,000 years by the command of the Father. And now the Father is about to receive his glory in and through these two witnesses. They have been connected to the true vine. This vine has gone back the whole way to the beginning with Jesus Christ. And you can find it down throughout history for the past 2,000 years in these seven church ages. You can see the truth that God has come on the scene in every church age, every hour, and he has showed himself for who he is and given the truth to the church. But the church at large doesn't receive it at all. None of them do. You can see that in America today. You have all these different Christianity religions and doctrines and denominations. None of them receive the truth. They don't want anything to do with the truth. And so that spirit that they say that they're serving isn't Jesus Christ. It is a false spirit. It gives them a understanding and a impression that they have been forgiven of their sin, and yet they still walk in it. They still do the same exact things they've always done. They just suppress it more and more. And so when the time comes for these two witnesses to come on a scene, the whole world's going to be against them, even including Christianity, because of what they're going to do and say, and they're going to be empowered to do and say, is going to come against everything. All this organized religion and organized governments and everything that's going on in the world today, and they're going to be empowered to do it. They're not going to be able to be stopped for 3.5 years. And so it's going to expose the lies that are in everyone. And that's why they don't want to hear them. That's why the world is going to cheer when they're put to death, because they've been exposing all these lies in everyone. And finally, they're shut up. Finally, they don't have to hear that anymore. They don't have to be shown for who they are. You know, now the ones that truly are looking for the Lord, though they may not understand these things at this hour either, when the two witnesses do come on the scene, there's going to be anointing that their hearts are going to perk up. They're going to be like, yes, let me hear this. This is it. This is what we've been waiting on. Though we were in error, but this is it. And thank God for his mercy. These two witnesses are going to be doing a multifold thing. They're not just going to be talking to Israel. They're going to be talking to the bride of Christ for the past 2,000 years, the church age. And they're going to be talking to the rest of the world. And they're going to be talking to Israel. You know, there's different phases. What God has been doing now for the past 70 years, he's been preparing the church, the true church, not this church world. That's the false vine. I'm talking about the true church that truly has experienced the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is in God. These two witnesses are going to witness to them. They're going to witness to Israel itself, the 144,000. They are being prepared. They haven't been prepared by the church. They have been prepared, though, by God. And now these two witnesses are going to bring them into the truth. And how it's all going to be sealed is, how do you seal a testament? It's sealed in blood. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to give up themselves as the final sacrifice so that it can be displayed to the world that they are speaking the truth in God, in Christ, when they raise from the dead. The death has nothing to do with it. It's already been conquered. But they have to show this to the world that it has been conquered. And how they're going to do it is they're going to raise up from the dead. And then they're going to go, as Jesus Christ is sitting on his throne at this moment, they're going to sit down with him. And they're going to, by command of Jesus Christ, give this experience of being raised up from the dead unto the whole entire world. And it's going to affect the world in different forms. If you believe in God and the witness that they have, then you will come into this. The bride of Christ will be resurrected. The 144,000 will go forward. Israel itself is going to come back from all this corruption that she's in right now and take back all of her land, every single bit of it. That is where it's going to happen at. And the rest of the world, if you believe in it, the Gentiles, then you're going to receive the truth too. Now, the ones that don't, that anointing is going to fall upon them and it's going to make them miserable, horrible. All kind of stuff's going to go on. You know, and you have the church itself, like I said, is going to be, that's when it's going to experience the rapture. You know, you have these saints that have died in Christ for 2,000 years. They're waiting on this. They're waiting on this last piece. And this is what these two witnesses are going to do. They're going to command the angels, and the angels are going to go forward, and they're going to anoint these dead in Christ with this anointing. And when that happens, they are going to experience the same exact thing. All of them are. And the ones that are here on this earth are going to experience a rapture. This whole entire church for the past 2,000 years, they're all going to be resurrected. Imagine that, the power that's going to happen. That is what is going to deliver this heavenly kingdom that is corrupted still with Satan and his angels. They have free access to do what they want to do at this moment, according to God's plan, but they are now going to be cast out. It's going to take this whole entire church to do it. But once this church is resurrected, the temple is resurrected, the true temple, then there's absolutely nothing that's going to stop them from going forward. Nothing. Satan has no power. He's going to be cast out, and woe unto earth. Because when that happens, then that last 3.5 years is the great tribulation period. That is when stuff is going to get rough. Because these people that don't believe in God are connected with Satan and his angels. They worship him. They don't know it. They worship him, though. And so when he comes down to this earth, he's going to be filled with wrath to this, the closest level to this earth. And all the different judgments of the seven vials are going to be poured out in and through him, and he is going to go forward in wrath. And this is where all the slaughter, everything is going to happen, you know. And that's why the hope is in Jesus Christ. And it's going to be these two witnesses. This is the final ministry. We are here within, who knows, years of it, but best believe that Donald Trump is going to be the man that comes and brings forth this peace treaty. This is what it's all about. You can see it now. It's laying the stage for it right now. The world can't stand him. All these different countries, they hate him because he is empowered to do these things, and he is cutting off all this pork and everything that they've been eating of and partaking in. He's changing it all. He's causing sanctions to happen on all these whacked out countries and stuff, you know, and it's time for this to happen so that when the time comes for him to truly bring all of this together, they will have to do it. They will have to come together, and he will heal this whole entire system over here, including Israel and the Middle East, all these different things. Trump's going to do it. You can see it right now. He's getting everything in place. And when that does happen, that is when it ushers in Daniel's 7th week. And then that time is when you're going to see the two witnesses come on the scene. Because this stuff needs to be set up. The stage needs to be set, and this is the final part of it. It is Trump going to get this stuff together. I mean, there's so much to it. I love it. I love it all. I love talking about it. You know, the bride of Christ has a work to do. It's not in this kingdom. We have a work to do of tearing down Satan and his angels' network that they have built in the spiritual realm for eons. I mean, if you can look at the physical realm here, you look at the infrastructure and everything that happens in this world and how everything is connected together, how much more is it in the spiritual realm? You know, Lucifer, Satan, he's one spirit. He controls all this stuff. Well, he has to have his network going forward. He has many, all the wicked spirits, they all belong to him. He controls them. He has to deal with all this stuff too. And this is so that he can get his worship. And so you have to imagine this whole entire spiritual realm is filled with him and his works and everything that he has accomplished for eons. That stuff needs to come down. And that's what the bride of Christ is going to do here when she is resurrected. That is her first work. This casting out is going to have a tremendous effect. Satan is connected with this physical realm. This belongs to him. This is the first creation. So all the substance of this first creation comes from him. And so if he is taken from his position of power and glory, imagine the effects it's going to have on the physical. It's going to be nothing but one big earthquake, period. The purpose of it all is, it's not the judgment part. The judgment in the first creation has been made to perfect the second creation. That's what it's all about. So if you see the judgment happening, if you're just looking at that, then you're not seeing the truth of it, that this stuff that is going on is to perfect God's children. And at some point, all this stuff is going to be taken care of. It's going to be put into the lake of fire, and it's going to be dealt with. The point of it is, these two witnesses are going to display who God is. They have experienced God in and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has done a work in these two witnesses, and they have experienced a release, a full release from their sin. And they are going to display this full release, the salvation. And the truth is, their core value is going to be that God is the creator. He is the one that has all power. They don't. And this is what they have experienced, that the spirit within them that they have received from God, that all mankind has, it comes from God. They haven't created themselves. And this is what they have experienced in their lifetime. This is what they're going through. And at some point, they're going to be perfected in it. And then they're going to display this, that it is God who does everything. Everything that we see in this world today isn't controlled by Satan, isn't controlled by man. It's not controlled by just angels here. It's controlled by the Father. He has done all this, and there's a reason for it all. And it is the sons of God who are going to come into the understanding of why all these things have happened. And it's going to make sense. And it's going to be a relief to them to see that it is God who has been doing this all along. All this judgment that we have created in our minds that has put ourselves on pedestals is going to be destroyed. And we're going to see God for who he is, and we're going to glorify him in it. All right, so this is the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening. If you would like to talk to me, learn more of what I'm talking about, you can go to my website. It's youngmantheprophet.com. Shoot me an email there. Yeah, that's it. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Pray that you have gotten something out of this. If not, anything else to prepare you for what is to come. I have truth. I've experienced this truth. I'm just saying this because I think I have something. I'm experiencing what I'm talking about. So may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and may He bless and perfect His elect.